နမောတစ္စဘဂဝတ္တောအရဟတောသမ္မာသမ္ဗုဒ္ဓัสစနမောတစ္စဘဂဝတ္တောအရဟတောသမ္မာသမ္ဗုဒ္ဓัสစနမောတစ္စဘဂဝတ္တောအရဟတောသမ္မာသမ္ဗုဒ္ဓัสစ Yesterday we had drawn about Rupa Kammatthana, four elements. Today we would like to continue Rupa Kammatthana. How four elements coexist? The four great elements are founded upon the earth element, held together by the water element, maintained by the fire element, and distended by the wind element. If there are no four elements, our body will disappear. They are four great fundamental materiality. Among these four, the earth element is very important. The four great elements are founded upon the earth element. But if there is no cohesion, then they will be scattered. So, water element held together not to scatter within, not to scatter the materialities within one kalapa. But if there is no fire element, then it will become rotten. So fire element maintains the coexistent materiality together with four elements within one kalapa. But if there is no supporting cause, then it cannot be moved from one place to another. Wind element also very important. So four elements are distended by the wind element. But they are also derivative materiality. Altogether there are 24 derivative materiality. Among 24 now, we would like to discuss about the sensitivity materiality, pasada rupa. Why they are called pasada rupa? They are transparent like mirror. Adhasa talan viya vipasanata pasada rupa nama. They are transparent like mirror, so they are called pasada rupa. This definition is mentioned only in Visuddhi Magga, the path of purification. Number one is eye sensitivity, chakku pasada. The sensitivity of primary elements that is ready for the impact of visible object. One example, here is glass. Glass is transparent. We can say transparent of glass. If there is no glass, then what is the transparent? Transparent alone cannot exist. There is water. Water is transparent. If there is no water, how we can say water is transparent? So transparent of what transparent? The transparent of four elements only. So, because of this reason, they are called derivative materiality. Derivative materiality means they arise dependent on four elements only. If there are no four elements, they cannot arise. So, the sensitivity of primary elements, that is ready for the impact of visible object. This characteristic is called insensitivity or intransparent element. Chakku prasada. The sensitivity of substance in the retina that registers color or light. It serves as a physical base for the eye consciousness. Eye consciousness arises depending on this eye sensitivity. If there is no eye sensitivity, eye consciousness cannot arise. So it serves as a physical base for eye consciousness. But that eye sensitivity, Chakku Prasada, arises as a small particle called Kalabas. Every materiality arises as a small particle called Kalabas. Now, below you can see eye decay Kalabas. If you analyze this transparent Kalabas, you can see 10 types of materiality. They are earth element, water element, fire element, wind element, color, smell, taste, nutritive essence, light faculty, and eye sensitivity. Altogether, there are 10 types. If you want to understand eye sensitivity or eye transparent element, you should try first to see this transparent Kalabas in your eye. To see transparent Kalabas in your eye, how you should practice? You must practice four elements meditation systematically. When your concentration develops thala, then you may see transparent body. In that transparent body, again, if you try to see akasa, space element, then you will see small particles called Kalabas. If you analyze these Kalabas, one of Kalabas is called eye-decay Kalabas. How you should try to understand this is eye-decay Kalabas? First, you should try to understand four elements in that transparent Kalabas. If you already discern four elements in that transparent Kalabas, again, please discern kala. If you can discern five together, then please increase one. This is smell. If you can discern all together six, then please increase one taste. If you can discern seven together, then please increase one nutritive essence. That nutritive essence is a little bit difficult for some meditators to understand. Inside the Kalabas, there is small dot like wine or like egg. From that, this is called nutritive essence. Whether it is nutritive essence or not, there is another characteristic. That nutritive essence produce new Kalabas, new generations. But there are two types of rupas which produce new generation. Number three, fire element. That fire element also can produce new generation, new Kalabas. Number eight, nutritive essence also can produce new Kalabas, new generations. So you should try to understand, to differentiate which is which. If you emphasize inside the Kalabas nutritive essence, then that nutritive essence can produce small Kalabas. You can clearly see at that day. But you are the light of wisdom must be enough to show this is nutritive essence. If there is no the light of wisdom, then you cannot see Kalabas In the same way, you cannot analyze these kalapas and you cannot see also nutritive essence. Because of this reason, samadhi concentration is very important. Concentrated mind can produce the light of wisdom. With the assistance of the light of wisdom, you must discern this nutritive essence. The another one is life faculty. This is also very difficult materiality to discern. Inside kalapa, there is one type of materiality that is still alive, as well as protecting the coexisting materialities not to perish away before bringer stage, perishing stage. From Upada stage, rising stage, to the bringer stage, perishing stage, it maintains the coexisting materiality. So that life faculty also you should try to understand. Altogether there are nine materialities. After that you should try to discern transparent element. Whether this transparent element is a transparent element or not, how you should try to understand. You should try to discern transparent element in that kalapa. This is one. Then secondly, you should try to discern a group of small particles, kala, little bit far away from the eye-jagged kalapa. Then when that kala impinge on that transparent element, that transparent element is called eye-sensitivity. But if kala does not impinge on that transparent element, then that transparent element will not be eye-sensitivity. It may be body sensitivity, body transparent element, kaya visara. So, but if you discern kala close to that eye sensitivity, then you cannot understand the kala impinge on the eye sensitivity. Because for clear understanding, I want to show you one example. Here is one, your eyelid. Can you see? You are eyelid with your eye. You cannot see because there is no enough light between color and between the color of your eyelid and your eye transparent element. So very close color of small body guys are not the object of eye consciousness. Eye consciousness can take the kala a little bit far away from the eye transparent element, eye sensitivity. So, the another interesting point is, one kala of a small kalapa cannot be the object of eye consciousness. What is the reason? Buddha also says, Chakong cha padeja rube cha obe jadi chaku vinyana. Depending on chaku pasada and ruba kala object, chaku vinyana arise. In the case of chaku, Buddha used singular. But in the case of kala, Buddha used rube cha plural form. So, in Chakku Pasara, Buddha used only singular form. In Rupa object, kala object, Buddha used plural form. What is the reason? The reason is, one Chakku Pasara can be the base for one type of Chakku Vinyana. But, the kala of one kalapa cannot be the object of Chakku Vinyana. The color of many color buds can be the object of chakku vijnana and consciousness. Because of this reason, Buddha says, in the case of birds, he used only singular form. But in the case of object, he used plural form. You can test, in this case, by yourself, when you see color buds and when you analyze these color buds. So, any sensitivity arises as small body gas. That kalapa, small body gas, is called I Dagai Kalapa. If you calculate this kalapa, if you analyze it, if you calculate the ultimate materiality included in that kalapa, I sensitivity is the tenth materiality. So, this kalapa is called Aintagri Kalapa. In the same way, another sensitivity is Iya sensitivity, Soda Pasada. The sensitivity of primary elements that is ready for the impact of sound. Inside your ear hole, there is ear sensitivity. How you should try to understand this ear sensitivity? You should try to discern four elements inside your ear. When your concentration deep enough, then you can see only small particles called kalapas. If you analyze these kalapas, there may be different types of kalapas. Among these different types of kalapas, one kalapa is ear dagai kalapa. If you analyze that ear dagai kalapa, there are 10 types of materiality. Art element number 1, art element number 2, water element number 3, fire element number 4, wind element number 5, color. Number 7, smell. Number 6, smell. Number 7, taste. Number 8, nutritive essence. Number 9, life faculty. And number 10, ear sensitivity. Then there are two types of sensitivity, ear transparent elements. Two types of transparent sensitivity. If you touch your ear, you can feel touching sensation. But your ear also can hear sound. Eye consciousness arises depending on ear sensitivity. Ear consciousness arises depending on ear sensitivity. But body consciousness arises depending on body sensitivity. There are two types of different transparent elements or sensitivities. How you should distinguish these two? So you should try four elements meditation systematically, and if you see kalapas, please discern one type of kalapa which is transparent. If you analyze this transparent kalapa, then you can see 10 types of materiality. Among 10 types, number 10th materiality is ear sensitivity, ear transparent element. That transparent element you should discern first, and then please listen sound. When sound impinges on that sensitivity is called ear sensitivity. Because ear consciousness which knows the sound, rise depending on ear sensitivity. That ear sensitivity has the sensitivity of primary elements that is ready for the impact of sound. The transfer of four elements only inside your ear. That transfer element is impingeable. sorry. by sound, no? Yeah, for the impact of sound only. You can test at the time clearly when you did some practically these rupas. When sound impinge on that ear sensitivity, then you can say that transfer element is called ear sensitivity. Its function is, it is the sensitivity substance found inside the ear hole that registers sound. Its manifestation is it serves as physical base for ear consciousness. It serves as a physical base for ear consciousness. This, while you are discerning this ear sensitivity, you will see in your mind, oh, this, it serves as a physical base for ear consciousness. What is proximate cause of an transparent element? What is proximate cause of ear transparent element? Four elements only. Within same kalapa, not different kalapa. Within identical kalapa, there are four elements. These four elements are the proximate cause of the eye sensitivity. In the same way, if you analyze ear dagger kalapa, there are also four elements. These four elements are the proximate cause of the ear sensitivity only. If there are sensitivity or transparent element, what is transparent? Of which transparent? The transparent of four elements only. Then another one is nose sensitivity, kana prasada. The sensitivity of primary elements that is ready for the impact of smell. If you want to discern this sensitivity, nose sensitivity, you should discern first four elements inside your nose. When you are concentration deep enough, you can see small particles called kalapas. If you analyze these kalapas, then there may be different types of kalapas. Among the different types of kalapas, one type is nose jagged kalapa. If you analyze this nose jagged kalapa, there are 10 types of materiality. Number 1, earth element. Number 2, water element. Number 3, fire element. Number 4, wind element. Number 5, color. Number 6, smell. Number 7, taste. Number 8, nutritive acids. Number 9, life faculty. Number 10, nose sensitivity. You should try to discern nose sensitivity among these 10 rupas within one kalapa. Then please pay attention to the smell. Smell of a group of kalapas. When the smell impinges on that nose sensitivity, nose transparent element, then that transparent element is called nose sensitivity. That nose sensitivity is, because of this reason, the nose sensitivity of primary elements that is ready for the impact of smell. It is the sensitivity substance found inside the nose that registers smell. It serves as physical basis for nose consciousness, which understands the smell. So nose consciousness arises depending on the nose sensitivity. If there is no nose sensitivity, then there will be no nose consciousness, which understands the smell. Then another one is tongue sensitivity, jiva prasada. The sensitivity of primary elements that is ready for impact of taste. If you want to understand this tongue sensitivity in the same way, you should try to discern four elements in your tongue. When your concentration deep enough, you will see small particle is called kalabas. Among these kalabas, one type of transparent kalaba is tan-dagate kalaba. If you analyze this tan-dagate kalaba, there are also 10 types of materiality. Number 1, earth element. Number 2, water element. Number 3, fire element. Number 4, wind element. Number 5, color. Number 6, smell. Number 7, taste. Number 8, nutritive essence. Number 9, life faculty. And number 10, tongue sensitivity. How do you understand this is tongue sensitivity? You should try to discern the transparent element of one kalapa inside your tongue. Then please discern a group of small particles taste close to that transparent element. When that taste impinges on that transparent element,